Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on my guess is you're listening on a Sunday evening, but if it is a Monday morning, thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. We want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffee House here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It'd be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Christmas.
That'd be really weird. Mississippi State got a pretty big Christmas present.
That's what I was going for. It's Christmas in June. I was going for that. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're looking for a great weeknight meal idea, beef is such a great ingredient to use, guys. It's easy to cook. It cooks quick. And best of all, it's delicious and it's good for you. Whatever you're looking to do with a weeknight meal, beef is always going to be the answer for you. If you're looking for recipes, they're at msbeef.org. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends, the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com. That's the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you're looking for. 2 weeks away, Father's Day. Don't leave Dad hanging. Get him some new gear at College Corner. They've got the gear you want. They've got plenty of M over S gear, which you might be needing. You know, I know baseball season just ended, but it's still time to rep the M over S, I think. Do it at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area, originally by Fleet Feet, followed by the Half Shell. Or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler is Starkville's flagship restaurant for lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch. The best meal in town is at Restaurant Tyler. We love a Restaurant Tyler lunch here on Thunder and Lightning. We love to get a blue plate. We love the sweet potato cornbread. We love the great people up there, too. The service is always fantastic. They're always happy to see you. It's lunch, so you got to get in and out. Nobody's got 2 hours to spend at lunch. They know that, man. They take your order, and your food is out, and you are eating lunch, and it's good, and it's quick, and it's fast, and it's delicious. It's everything you want right there at Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide. They will show you not only where they're located, but how they're going to help you invest, manage your money, and prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You need them on your schedule. You need a bank that knows you as well as it knows your money. You need a bank that provides a level of service that you're only going to get at Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Couple of guys past few weeks have been trying to tell y'all about this coaching search. We've been trying, and most of y'all believed us. Some were stragglers, a little slow to the truth. But as we said, starting basically the last three podcasts we did, that Zach Selman had made it clear that his top choice was Brian O'Connor at Virginia. He was going to pull out all of the stops to get him. The stops have been pulled out. The plane, to my knowledge, has landed here in Starkville. I enjoyed plane tracking season.
He is here.
Brian O'Connor is the new baseball coach here at Mississippi State. We will talk about State's baseball season, which comes to an end in Tallahassee later in the show, but we have to start with the news of the new coach. And you and I both, we did our hot boards throughout this process. O'Connor was at the top at nearly all of them. He never came off. We knew that he was Selman's number one guy, that if anybody else took this job, it's because Brian O'Connor said no. But Brian O'Connor did not say no, and it's being reported by Kendall Rogers that his top assistant likely to come with him, reported by Pete Nakos and you last week that Corey Mascara of Wake Forest is a likely addition to the staff as a pitching coach. Pete Nakos also reporting on Sunday night, the word was aggressive NIL was how he reported it. Everything that we talked about over the past couple weeks, that Mississippi State is ready to make a commitment to being an elite baseball program, It's all in the works, and it starts with the hiring of Brian O'Connor.
Yeah, and I mean, you have to give total credit to this administration for going and doing this. Zach Selman, Joey Bailey, who is behind the scenes, he's a baseball administrator,
yeah,
and is kind of Zach's right hand. You know, that staff, you look at, you know, Tom Green and Josh McCowan, that's kind of the inner circle there with Zach Selman, and they got this done. They did what Mississippi State could not do in 2018. And, you know, I'll say Mississippi State got a national championship out of that coach, and you can't be upset about that. The job was done there by Chris Lemonis to bring that national championship. He did, but the job wasn't finished. They weren't able to continue to build on that. And we kind of saw that again rear its ugly head on Sunday night with the way Mississippi State lost this game on Sunday, and we'll dive into that. But State has just not been playing Mississippi State baseball. And this program has a standard, and that standard was set a long time ago by Ron Polk and the players that he recruited. And he is, to this day, he wants the best for Mississippi State. They have not been able to consistently bring that. And they didn't consistently bring it all the time with Ron Polk either, but that's the best that we've seen from Mississippi State baseball from a consistency standpoint. You hired a coach that is Virginia's Ron Polk. He has a national championship. He did things at Virginia that had never been done before, and he did it over and over again. This guy's never had a losing record in 22 seasons. He's been to, I think, 18 regionals during that time. That's 18 out of 21 when you take away the 2020 season. He's been to 7 College World Series. He's been to 2 national championships. He's won a national title. And he is the only person that's won a national championship in the ACC since 1955. So what you've done here is you've hired the greatest coach from a resume standpoint in the history of the school. That's not in baseball.
Correct. In any sport.
That's not in the big three sports. That's any sport. You have never hired a coach with this kind of pedigree. And there's a lot of people out there. It's quite frankly, it's really strange to me, the reaction that is coming from the people that just don't like Zach Selman. Let's just be honest about it. Mm-hmm. If you are crapping on this hire at this point, you have a vendetta. You have a vendetta against Zach Selman, and you're upset that Mississippi State just hired, in my opinion, the best possible coach they could have hired here in this situation. They went and got it. How can you possibly be upset about that?
But let's not act like that's a majority. That's a very, very
– it's a very small group.
I wouldn't even call it a vocal minority because their voices are not overly being heard, I don't think. I think it's –
even
just
if you don't like Zach Selman at this point – we've been told so many
credit.
We've been told so many things about Zach Selman. He's an idiot. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's in over his head. He can't raise money. He can't hire coaches. Like, when he does it, can we give him some credit? He went out and got the best possible coach you could get. He raised funds for NIL. He went out there and he's set a project for facilities across the campus. He's putting in motion the school's first practice facility for football only. Like, at some point, folks, let's give the guy some props. Let's give the administration some props. Are there some things that you can complain about? Of course. We've complained about them on the show. But tonight, this is a win for Mississippi State. This is a win for you as a Mississippi State fan. At this point, tonight, get on the same page. Put forth the effort that you have to put forth to make Mississippi State really big, really good at something, and an elite at something. This is the biggest story in college baseball today, that you just hired one of the best coaches in college baseball. It's overshadowing the regionals right now. Be happy. Be happy that your program right now is in the national spotlight, and hopefully this works out and you're going to have some consistency that you've never had here at Mississippi State because you hired a coach that's all he's ever done.
Let's read the quote here from HaleState.com. I like this quote from Brian O'Connor. Mississippi State represents everything I love about college baseball: tradition, passion, and a relentless pursuit of excellence. I've coached against this program and followed it closely for years. The atmosphere at Diddy Noble Field is nationally recognized as the best in the sport. I'm incredibly honored and grateful for the opportunity to lead a program with this kind of legacy and fan base. Mississippi State has set the standard in college baseball, and I can't wait to get to work, build relationships, and compete for championships in Starkville. This is a coach that's won a national championship, that has made trips to Omaha, regular trips to Omaha, at a place that had never made them before his arrival. He is a guy who, you know, built the program from ground up. If you are not overly familiar with the resume of Brian O'Connor, he's a more successful Mike Bianco. He, you know, what was Ole Miss baseball before Bianco? Nothing. And he has taken it and turned it into a great program. Two College World Series appearances for Mike Bianco, seven College World Series appearances for Brian O'Connor. And there's no reason to think that you and
he like the Ole Miss fans that are crapping on this hire too. Let's go in on them. He has done more.
You're angry. Why are you so angry today?
He has done more in his. He has done as much, if not more, during his time than Ole Miss has done in the history of their program, from a national championship, College World Series, almost regional standpoint. I think they've been to 20, 21, 22 regionals. He's been to 18. That's in the history of their program. So, yeah. You know, I think a lot of the Ole Miss fans I've seen, they're just making fun of Mississippi State for going all in on baseball right now. So yeah. I don't see very many people crapping on him as a coach.
No, as they shouldn't. And if you want to, you know, crap on Mississippi State for going all in on baseball, that's fine. It's not like Mississippi State is diverting funds from football and basketball. They just – this is going to be hard for a lot of people to believe. They just have the money.
Yeah.
They just have the money to do all of this.
Yeah, well, here's what's really impressive about this hire, Brian, is LSU went after him a few years ago.
A&M certainly went
after him. Texas A&M went after him a few years ago. This guy's turned down SEC opportunities before. Mm-hmm. Now, I think the stars aligned on this. I don't think that this was something that
the revenue sharing NIL world helped a lot Mississippi State a lot here.
This is like the first time that I can say Mississippi State just finally just. I don't want to say got lucky, but it kind of was. Like, everything fell into place for Mississippi State to make this hire. And that is very rarely the case in Mississippi State sports. And I think it's why a lot of people were very guarded with this. And I totally get it, but I tried to tell people this entire week, you're good. Everything's good. Just
God, I was getting tweets and texts during the day today. I'm just like, guys.
The whole point of us kind of diminishing this news over the last few days is out of respect for this team and this coaching staff, because they didn't deserve to have this news overshadow their week, but yeah. It just kind of is what it is.
A little more breaking news here real quick, Robbie. I'm sorry. From Kendall Rogers, Matt Kirby, who has spent the last three seasons as recruiting coordinator at Virginia, is headed to Starkville in the same role. So yes. That's two of his members of his staff coming to Starkville, along with Kevin McMullen, who is
his top assistant.
Two-time, I believe, National Assistant Coach of the Year, Kevin McMullen. So those are two of the coaches. And then, as we have said before, we expect Wake Forest pitching coach Corey Mascara to join him in Starkville as well.
We expect that. You know, things could fall apart, but I'm expecting that for sure. Mm-hmm. You look at Kirby Kirby's been really good for him, but McMullen is kind of that's his dude. And he's been very good. Their offense always rakes, and Kevin McMullen is kind of the mastermind behind that. You remember that offense that we watched last year in Virginia? That offense was legit, and they've had some very good offenses over the years. Those two have been kind of Jekyll and Hyde. Well, not Jekyll and Hyde. What's the I don't know what the word would be. Those two have been the guys that have been the mastermind behind their whole thing. They don't work without each other. And there was a lot of speculation, like what was going to happen with Kevin McMullen and some of those other staff members. I was told a few weeks ago, and we reported this, that most of that staff was planning on moving with Brian O'Connor. I think Dickinson has an opportunity to either get that job. I think he'll be a name in the running for it if they don't go get a big head coach or go somewhere else. But I don't expect him to join the staff. But that is kind of the core. That's kind of his core there. Kirby and McMullen, and also Justin Armstead, who does kind of some off the field stuff for them.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going
to
be a
primary. Would he be similar to what Roger Roadheaver was for Lamonas?
Somewhat, kind of operations and stuff like that, something like that. And then it's pretty much going to be a Virginia staff, what I'm hearing. And that's been pretty consistent with what I've been hearing for the last couple of weeks, with the exception of the pitching coach. I don't expect Mississippi State to retain anybody on the staff. And I hate that for those guys. Those are good, solid men that have done a great job here. Jake Gautreaux has been at Mississippi State for 7, 8 years at this point, eight seasons, I think. He's led Mississippi State through two interim situations and gotten them into the postseason when things could have gone awry. He has a ton of respect for this program, and the people around the program have a ton of respect for him. So, I mean, shout out to the work that Jake Gautreaux did during his time here. Kyle Cheesebro under Chris Simonis. Blake Loper, who's been around this program for several years with Chris Simonis and Roger Roadheaver as well. And then, obviously, the work that Justin Parker did. None of these guys wanted to leave Mississippi State.
Yeah.
And this is that's the very difficult thing about this business. Is these people are losing their jobs.
Yeah.
And I think that's one thing that we need to talk about just briefly is like that part of the business. I was looking down on the field today and just kind of looking at those guys standing out there watching the team and batting practice and taking infield, outfield. And I'm just wondering, like, what is going through their minds right now? Because tonight could be it. You don't know, but they're sitting there and you know they're thinking about it, and you know that their thoughts are, I got a family to feed. I've got kids to take care of. And I got to look for a new position. We're going to have to uproot our family. Jake Gautreaux has turned down several positions as a head coach and elsewhere to be an assistant here. He was well taken care of, but he loved it here. And he wanted to be on this staff too, as well. Same thing with Justin Parker. I think those guys are going to have another position very quickly. They've proven that they deserve it, and it needs to be in the Power Four. They deserve that. We'll see if that position is a head coach, whether it be Group of Five, Power Four, whatever. But those guys are pros, and they handled themselves the right way. They did their jobs. I hate that it happened like this, but it's one of those things like your hands kind of tied behind your back here for Zach Selman.
Yeah.
I don't know how you handle this. Because Mississippi State's never had to handle this like this. They haven't had a coaching search in the NIL era.
Paul made a good point, too, on your board. He said, most teams that fire their coach midseason don't go to the postseason. So, the season ends and you can just go on. You don't have this happen. You don't have all this, what's the word, like rigmarole that happens. You don't have that. So it's just a unique situation. And I think Zach Selman did everything he could. The people in Mississippi State did everything they could to keep this under wraps, even though it was by Thursday of this week, it was kind of the worst kept secret, right? But they didn't make it official until the season was over. And then at that point, the plane getting out there, this is what it is. I did enjoy plane tracking seasons. It'd been a while. It's been a while since I've been able to enjoy that, but it is what it is.
That's one thing that I was told a few days ago, this has been the plan from the beginning, that they were going to take a plane on Sunday night. And the plan was to bring him back on Monday.
Yeah.
But they just – I think they changed those plans. They came back tonight.
And I think if State had won today, they might have tried to hold off another day to announce everything. But when State losing – and I'll be honest with you, that's another smart thing from Zach Selman, in my opinion. Your team, your fans are down. They lost. The season's over. Give them a quick boost and get them back excited again. And that's just smart athletic directing, in my opinion. So the O'Connor era begins. They have announced there will be a formal introduction at Duty Noble Field Thursday, 7 o'clock. I saw a funny post on your board. It said, The all-time record for attendance at a Virginia game is like 5,900. There'll be more people at this introduction than there ever was to watch him play baseball.
I'm very interested to see what that crowd looks like.
It'll be big, I bet. I bet it'll be big.
I think so. I mean, this is – I don't know if there's been, like, this kind of excitement around baseball in a while. And that's – you know, honestly, I know people have called us negative and have been upset about some of the things that we've said over the last – I mean, we've been talking about this stuff for 4 years, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
I started this podcast with you in 2021, and we – Or it was 2022, maybe. I can't remember when it was. I think it was after the national championship, was it not?
That sounds right. Yeah.
Before. I just started it.
You came in here. You were doing this podcast.
SEC tournament of 2021.
Yeah.
So the first thing that we did was Mississippi State's run the national title. And the very next year is when you and I started kind of seeing that the things were falling apart and this isn't right. Something's not right. And the frustrations that you and I have had on this podcast before over the last 4 years is not because we're trying to be negative and we want to bash the coaches and we want to bash the players and things like that. It's because we hold Mississippi State to a higher standard in baseball. Baseball, while it doesn't make any money, it is important to these people. It is important to us. We grew up watching Mississippi State baseball. One of the greatest memories I ever have was my freshman year, going into my freshman year at Mississippi State. And the first thing I get to do in the summer after my high school graduation is I get to work with media relations for the Super Regional and Omaha. And my love for Mississippi State baseball went through the roof. And it matters here. People want Mississippi State baseball to be at the top of college baseball. And I talked to Zach Selman a few weeks ago. And I got his thoughts, and this is I'm not going to say everything, but this is a candid conversation. I got his thoughts on just what he believes about where this program sits within, you know, his department and how they should treat it. And what he told me was this program is looked at by this fan base as a blue blood. It's looked at as an elite program. It's time we start acting like it. And that's what they did. That's what they did tonight. They went and hired a blue blood coach. They're investing the funds into this program because Mississippi State baseball has a chance to be a special program and one of the best programs in the country.
Yeah.
Why not take advantage of that? Because you don't have anything like that on campus. And that's not saying take away from football. That's not saying diminish football. But you can absolutely dominate on this stage with the right resources at that program. And you know what? Duty Noble Field is pretty freaking awesome in June.
Yeah.
And
well, that's why they built it.
Exactly. And so if you have something that is truly elite, and that's the atmosphere at Duty Noble Field, the fans, you have people coming from all over the country coming to that stadium to witness that, why not prop that on a pedestal and be happy for it?
I said something before Lemonis was let go. And I basically made the comment that only one thing could be true, and that was Mississippi State is an elite program, or what's happened at Mississippi State the last 4 years is acceptable.
Yeah.
Those two things cannot coexist. And I was like, if you're going to tell me in one breath, I believe Mississippi State's an elite program, then what is happening right now cannot be acceptable. But if what you're saying is what is happening is acceptable, then you cannot tell me it's an elite program. So what happened is Zach Selman said, this is an elite program. What is happening is not acceptable, made the move, and then went out and hired basically the best coach he could have possibly hired. I mean, if you say your pool is all coaches, Vitello would be everybody's top choice, right? There's no getting around that. O'Connor would be second for a lot of people, including Zach Selman, obviously. If you're candidate pool is coaches who would actually take your call and be interested, then O'Connor's at the top because Vitello wouldn't take the call. He's not interested. So I'm very fascinated to see what his salary is going to be because I think it's going to be big. I think it's going to be a number that people are going to go, oh.
Well, I think State's kind of flexing their muscles here and they're all in. They push their chips in. You've gone out and you've hired, you know, you can argue whether or not Corey Mascara is the best pitching coach in college baseball.
He's on the list.
He's arguably the biggest name
Yeah.
And that's what you've gone out and gotten. And that's what they're doing is they're going out and they're getting big names.
I mean, Mullen is a big name, too.
These guys have also
gotten the Virginia job, don't you think, if he'd wanted it?
McMullen?
He'd be in the, he'd be considered for it, yeah.
Easily, yeah. So these guys, they are they're great recruiters. They're great developers. They're great teachers of the game. You've gone out there and you've hired a top-notch coaching staff. Now they just got to go get it done.
Yeah. Yeah. What a night. And we haven't even talked about the games yet. And we'll do that. Let's do that now. Let's move into the rest of the show that's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District. And the older brother right there in the heart of the Cotton District. Two great places to go grab lunch, grab dinner, grab a drink, have a good time. It's all right there in the Cotton District. Cotton District, Starkville's the heart of Starkville. And one of the most unique areas in any college town. And Two Brothers, the older brother, they are the anchor point of everything good happening there in the Cotton District. When you want to have a great meal and a great time, it's real easy to do. Just go to the Cotton District and head into Two Brothers Smoked Meats. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems, and they've been doing it for 50 years. When you need technology for your business, you need to get, what I need to do is I need to find that Houston Nutt press conference and clip him saying 50, and we'll just have that every now and then, too. I'll just throw that in there sometime.
Throw people.
Yeah. When you need technology for your business, give Advantage Business Systems a call. If you need a new copier, a new printer, new computers, that's the people to call. And then if you need service, well, guess what? It's the same phone number and the same people. It's the people you know. You've got a relationship with them. You're not talking to some call center halfway around the world who will make an appointment with a technician who'll be there in a week to 10 days. No, no. This is somebody you already know. It's going to be an easy conversation. And a lot of times they can help you the same day because they're in Mississippi just like you. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. If you're going to be in Starkville anytime soon, you're going to be here, you know, for on Thursday for the Brian O'Connor event. I will pay money, by the way, if O'Connor shows up in like a tricked out Toyota Celica or something, just drives onto the field, a little NOS, it'd be great.
That would be pretty awesome, but you know, you can't mess up the grass.
I know. Anyway, if you're going to be doing it here anytime soon and you need to get some new gear, maybe with the M over S on it, the place to go is Maroon & Co. Nobody's got a bigger or better selection in Starkville than our friends at Maroon & Co. You can shop at the store or online at maroonandco.com. And in either place, you can use our promo code to save yourself some money. 15% off regular price with the code THUNDER15. You need new MSU gear. Father's Day is coming up, so I'm going to assume you need some. The place to go is Maroon & Co. It was a great weekend here in Starkville weather-wise. Unbelievable temperature, sunny weather. If you weren't out in the yard working, I don't know what to tell you. If you weren't cooking out, doing some work around the house, I mean, I don't know. You should have been. And if you're going to be doing that, you need to make a trip to see our friends at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. Everything you need. If you're working out in the yard, they've got great John Deere products. They've got everything you're looking for, mowers, edgers, tractors, leaf blowers. It's all right there. If you're working around the house, they've got tools. They've got Milwaukee and DeWalt and all that good stuff up there. Everything a man needs to get the job done. If you're cooking out, they got an incredible selection of grills and smokers. Again, whatever you need to do out around your house, they got you taken care of. At Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden, 3575 Tom Watson Drive in Saltillo. Or you can shop online, scruggsfarm.com. They have what you need for less at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. Oh, yeah, there were actual games this weekend in Mississippi State for the second season in a row. Sees its season end in an ACC stadium in the regional final. As Mississippi State is eliminated by Florida State. Bulldogs unable to get a win against the host Seminoles. Two wins over Northeastern. A close one. On Sunday, a game that, you know, State squandered a lot of opportunities in that game. In the finale, State held a 2-0 lead until they didn't. And they just basically finally ran out of pitching and were unable to solve either of Florida State's talented left-handers. Justin Arnold looked every bit the top five pick that we had projected him, talked about him being projected to be. But I thought Wes Mendez, the Ole Miss transfer, who had to enjoy beating up on Mississippi State a little bit after coming from Oxford, was very good for the Seminoles on Sunday night. And, you know, a couple of solo home runs, gave State the lead early. You felt like, you know, maybe they could find a way to push it into Monday. And by the way, I looked at the roster. I was just like, okay, Kevin Minnell, Noah Sullivan, Nolan Stevens. Those are the only guys who haven't thrown yet. I have no idea who would have started. I think they might have gone back to Davis, to be honest with you, at that point. And just
Noah
tried
Sullivan,
Sullivan, maybe. Of course, he got thrown out of the game. Very emotional, very chippy game. Florida State's head coach, Link Jarrett, was tossed early in this one. By the end, I think Jake Gautreaux and Noah Sullivan were in the locker room for Mississippi State after getting thrown out. The officiating, the umpiring, you guys, you don't have to twist my arm very hard to get me to talk about bad officiating and bad umpiring in college sports. But just the strike zone was an embarrassment to the game of baseball in this one. But that's not the reason Mississippi State lost. At the end of the day, this team, to me, their legacy was one of, if I've given someone a lot of credit here tonight. I do think that had he pulled the trigger a little earlier, if he had pulled it after the Oklahoma series, the LSU series, they might have found a way to win enough games to maybe even been a host. I think that might have happened. But as it is, 5 weeks ago, this team was dead and buried. They were done. They were not going to go to the postseason. To make the run they did, I give a lot of credit to Justin Parker, to Jake Gautreaux, Kyle Cheesebrough, and the staff. I give credit to the players for finding their way under a lot of adversity. And at the end of the day, you know, it's a new era for Mississippi State baseball, but this team, you know, Hunter Hines is a guy who will never be forgotten. The home run king of Mississippi State. It's going to be really tough for someone to break that record off of him. You saw some really good performances throughout the year. Evan Sieri's game against Ole Miss will be one we talk about for a long, long time here in Starkville. It's just another team, of the last 4 years that didn't quite get up to that standard of Mississippi State baseball we were talking about, but they certainly had their moments, and they'll certainly have some players we'll remember for a long time.
Yeah, for sure. But this team was always going to lose the way that it lost in this game. We had the same conversation, I think, last year in Charlottesville. Mm-hmm. I was in a suite for that that post game talking to you in the radio booth tonight. It feels very reminiscent. This game felt, this regional felt a lot like that for Mississippi State. You have that game against it was kind of flipped with Virginia. That first game you played against them, they had the big runs late in that game to win. Just like Florida State did in this one. And then the second game was kind of the implosion where they had some big runs late in that ball game. But this team was always going to fall short based on not doing those little things. Mm-hmm. They didn't throw enough strikes. They didn't play a smooth enough defense. They didn't get hits with the runners in scoring position. They didn't do enough to run up a pitch count. Like, that was always going to hurt this team, and that's exactly what happened in this game. When you look at it, you didn't make Wes Mendez work. It was just like what we saw from Jamie Arnold the night before, with the exception of Mendez wasn't as dominant from a strikeout perspective. He had 9 strikeouts, is pretty good, but he was more contact. He was throwing pitches for strikes, and their State was hitting those pitches – early in the counts, and they were hitting them right at people. Mendez was really good, but he goes 8 innings, 5 hits, 2 runs, 2 walks, 9 strikeouts. He gave up 2 solo home runs. Solo home runs do not get you beat, and they definitely don't get you beat when you have an offense like they have. So just unfortunate, you know, the way that it played out, but it was always going to be the deal with this team. They didn't have the pitching to get through something like this, and when you didn't have it line up correctly for you either the last couple of days, you're just kind of, you know, staring behind the 8 ball from what we saw. So unfortunate, but you got to tip your caps. I mean, anything that would have happened in this regional would have been gravy for Mississippi State. They were going to make an elite coaching hire. They got into the tournament, something that we didn't think they were going to be able to do over a month ago. So excellent job of the staff and players by fighting. And I thought they fought in this regional. I thought they really battled. I don't think they ever laid down or anything like that. They really battled. This team was just always going to come up short because of that stuff. And that's what you look at. You look forward now, and you got a coaching staff that you're bringing in of, elite coaches that you feel like you have. You got to go out there and you got to recruit players that are built for the SEC. Look on the field at what Florida State has. Florida State looks like an SEC team to me. And some of the bodies that they have, you just don't have that on Mississippi State's roster. They look like two completely different teams from a physical standpoint. And that's what State needs to go out there and get. Virginia's had those kind of players too. Hopefully that's the kind of players that Kevin McMullen and Brian O'Connor are about to bring here.
Yeah, we shall see. We shall see. So another season in the books for Mississippi State baseball, and yet the excitement of Mississippi State baseball feels like it's never been higher. It's a kind of an odd situation, but it is what it is. That's what happens when you hire an elite coach. That's the kind of thing that happens is you get another month of buzz. The buzz around this team is like at this moment is the same as if they had won tonight and they were headed to the Super Regionals, in my opinion. People are excited about Mississippi State baseball. I'm looking forward to February already and being up there with you, shivering in the cold of the Duty Noble press box with that giant banister right in my way, so I can't see the plate. But I will be there no matter what. To quote Kylian Mbappe, there. So tomorrow's show, maybe some more news around, Wake Forest is still alive in their regional. They have a winner-take-all game with Tennessee on Monday. So if they lose that game, could see some movement relatively quickly on the Mascara hire. We'll see if State makes the other assistant hires available. There was some football recruiting news this weekend. We'll save that for tomorrow. We do have an SEC preview tomorrow, and I think we're one. Well, I gotta look, Robbie. Are we 12 weeks out from the start of the college football season? Is this an opponent preview week? Are we talking about the Egg Bowl this
You're
week?
at 89 days because I'm doing my countdown. So I know we're at 89 days for you.
How many weeks until Labor Day?
If you can,
It's 13 weeks. Okay, so we got
yeah, we got one more
one
week to
more
go.
week. So next week we will do an opponent. We'll do our first opponent preview where we talk about the Ole Miss Rebels. Oh, that's exciting. It's an exciting day for it to be this late at night on a Sunday. Guys, have a great Monday. I'm sure you will. And we'll talk to you again on Tuesday. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.